Man, good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to once again thank everybody last week who participated in the carnival. Thank you for your help and your service. But I was thinking about it last week when I was at work, and I was at sitting under the gift booth, and the rain was coming down. I had my little poncho on, and Kiana said, "Miss Lottie, you gonna be all right? I'm going to get me something to eat." I said, "Go ahead, sweetheart." And so as I was sitting there, the rain was coming down, and all of a sudden I went to sleep. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I thought I was on my sofa at home. I was like, "What in the world happened? What's that?" Ooh, but praise God to be able to be in the midst of what he doing and can fall asleep in it. That's a blessing. But he was also speaking to my heart, and he asked me, the carnival is faithful every year, rain or shine. And he asked me, he said, "Would you remain faithful?" Mm-hmm. Would you remain faithful? What is faithfulness? It's reliable, steadfast, unwavering, reliable, dependable. You will be there. Steadfast, firmly fixed in place or positioned to be unmovable. Unwavering, the confidence in God, knowing that he is always present and he will never leave you. Amen. Faithfulness to God is going to cost you something. Amen. Your obedience to God. Faithfulness to God is not always going to be comfortable. You have to take a stand and do the right thing when everybody else around you do the wrong thing. Your faithfulness to God affects every relationship in your life. How you treat Father God, how you treat your pastors, how you treat your boss, how you treat your husband, wife, children, family, neighbor. I also have some scriptures I'm going to read. You can take the scripture, but I'm going to read it, and you can go back later and study it. One of them is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. When troubled times come, good times rather bad, remain faithful and don't give up." Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus replied, "No one who put their hands to the plow and look back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God." Continue to be faithful. Remain faithful. Don't look back. Don't go back. Where are you going back to? The disciple asked Jesus, "Where, if we go, where are we going to? Where are we going?" Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 13. "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Be faithful and consistent in your walk. It will draw souls to Jesus." Okay. I'm going to share another little testimony about work now. Yes, about work. You know, to have leaders in your life, I really truly got a shared sense of appreciation of my pastors here. When I thought about my workplace, and now that we have prayed about it, Janet and I, they have sent people from corporate to teach the people how to treat the people. You know, they haven't training on that. But before that, it used to be like this. Okay. The manager would tell the supervisor that they had high dollar reports to do. And what they used to do is they didn't want to do it, so they got angry. So they call out sick for 3 days. So after they call out sick for 3 days, they come back to work. Then they request a day off for 2 more days. The manager approve it, and they go out again. So the other supervisor get upset because that one did it. She call out sick for a whole week. Then after that, she come back and request a day off again, and the manager write it. And she'll come down the aisle, the manager will look and say, neither one going to be here today. And then you come in, some days her light is out, she's not even in there. So nobody's in there. Janet, thank God for Janet for praying for me every day, because she's in Medicare and I'm in Medicaid, and it's a revolving door. And you know what? I love my job. I like what I'm doing. But the thing that makes it makes you feel like you can be kind of like I said, unwavering, like a little shaken when stuff like that going on, I'm telling you the truth. You have people coming in there training, and it's so sad that when they're not even finished with the training part, they look for them at lunchtime and they're gone. How about bring them on the floor and working for a few minutes, and then lunchtime you look again, they try to look for the people and they already gone. Many times I went in that bathroom and sat on that stall and cried out to the Lord. What is going on in here, Lord? But you know what? I thank God, because it showed me where I was at. And another thing too, they keep their cubicle, when they're in their cubicle, they had their doors closed. And when you go, you have to knock on it. And sometimes you go around and I'm like knocking on it, try to go in. And I said, wow, Lord, it's getting to a place where you might have to put the form on the outside like you in state penitentiary to talk to them behind the glass. Goodness. My goodness. But it gave me a sheer appreciation of my pastors I have here. Because when I thought about that and what we, Janet, thank God for you being there, for Miss Lottie, because I'm telling you, the pastor that we have here, because one thing I can say, it made me appreciate y'all guys just that much more. It really did. You know, God has set before us leaders, our pastors, they are our shepherds, they have shown their faithfulness and their steadfastness in their trials, because they have had trials, still have the situation. They have shown love and concern and compassion for us. They have loved upon us. You know, they're concerned about what's going on. They want things to be good with us. They have given the flat-footed truth of the Word of God so we can grow up in the maturity in Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate goal. And here's another, I have three more scriptures. Okay. Proverbs 11, chapter 11, verse 14. Where there's no guidance, a people fall. But in an abundance of counsel, there's safety. Yeah. You need faithful leaders. And I thank God for ours. Hebrews chapter 13, 17. Obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, as they might give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So your pastor, obey your pastors. And one thing about our pastor, they follow the leadership of Jesus Christ. Father God, they do. And the last scripture is Matthew 25:21. His faithful master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few. I will put you in charge of many. Amen. Come and share your master's happiness." Amen. So that's it. Let's look at that. Okay.